Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I started out in my opening statement saying there was no legitimacy to this hearing, and the last line of questioning certainly confirms that. HIPAA only applies when there's health information being provided. That's not in play here today. No health information is required in the application process. And why is that? Because pre-existing conditions don't matter. So once again, here we have my Republican colleagues trying to scare everybody.
Will the gentleman yield?
No, I will not yield to this monkey court or whatever this thing
is. This is not a monkey court.
Do whatever you want. I'm not yielding. I am trying to tell you that the problem here.
Protecting American citizens.
There are no pre-existing conditions.
A legitimate concern of this committee.
The pre-existing conditions don't matter. HIPAA doesn't apply. There's no health information in the process. You're asked about your address. Your date of birth, you're not asked health information. So why are we going down this path? Because you are trying to scare people so they don't apply, and so therefore the legislation gets delayed or the Affordable Care Act gets defunded or it's repealed. That's all it is, hoping people won't apply. Well, the fact of the matter is there are millions of people out there, over 20 million, that are going on this site, and they are going to apply, and they are ultimately going to be able to enroll. In fact, many of them already have enrolled.